This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know that big AT&T outage that happened at the end of last week? Well, it looks like everybody's going to get a $5 credit. There are some angry customers, we understand, folks. I can't imagine why, but certainly, again, it just goes to show how much, you know, if you get offline for just a few minutes, you know, it seems like you get truly disconnected from everything. It's a lot happens in that little space of time, it would seem. All right, folks, welcome back to the program, of course, this morning. Hour number two, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we start another great week of broadcasting here on this Monday edition of the show. And don't forget, you can call us up this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, and you can send us a direct message as well, and we love to hear from you from there as well. And by the way, folks, once again, we hope that you had a great weekend this weekend. We hope that whatever you were doing, you got a chance to relax a little bit, maybe have a little bit of fun, and of course, watching the South Carolina primary was fun. I guess we could you could say it was fun, but it was not fun for Nikki Haley. This from CNBC: the Americans for Prosperity Action, the network backed by billionaire Charles Koch, is pausing its financial support of GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley's campaign a day after she lost to former President Donald Trump in her home state primary in South Carolina. AFP Action said it still endorses Haley for president, but now its support will only come in the form of words, not cash. And of course, as we know, the South Carolina primary took place. Donald Trump garnering some 59.8% of the votes. From what we understand, Nikki Haley 39.5%. And negligible results, of course, for those who are no longer in this race, like Ron DeSantis or Vivek Ramaswamy. But Nikki Haley also trying to put the best spin on this. I don't know that we could blame her for trying to do that. This is a make or break issue for her. She's staying in the race until at least Super Tuesday, it would seem now. But this is a large blow to her campaign for this kind of financial support to be pulled. She did talk about, you know, the 40% that she got, approximately 40%, that, you know, demonstrates that you have a different group of people who are not for Donald Trump. But really the main takeaway from the South Carolina primary, of course, is that Donald Trump is now on an inexorable march to the, or unstoppable march as well, to the GOP nomination. Barring some other occurrence, okay, he is the far beyond now the presumed nominee for the nomination or for the GOP nomination. Now, Nikki Haley is trying to make this argument that, well, all the states haven't voted yet, and this is all so premature and so forth, but it does seem like there is a juggernaut going on here. Now, again, Super Tuesday could come around, and maybe it's a whole different story. But from what we can tell and from what our experience tells us and from how we're trying to interpret events now in light of Donald Trump and his popularity among especially the base of the GOP, it seems pretty insurmountable at this point. Now, of course, he's won he's 4-for-4, basically, in these primary contests. So if this were happening in the, for lack of a better expression, and under normal circumstances, that also would be quite significant. Because sometimes, you can win the Iowa caucuses. Yeah, you could outright win them, right? But then go on to New Hampshire and just be, pummeled mercilessly and come in dead last or this kind of thing. That's the way sometimes these primaries function. But I'm here to say that I think that what we're witnessing is a very, very different set of circumstances. That's why they're not normal circumstances. This is why, if we try to really apply a lot of these standard issue interpretations to this, we'll just get nowhere. Because in so many ways, Donald Trump is, for lack of a better expression, running as an incumbent. He's almost running as if he were the sitting president because, typically, if you're the president of the United States, that's what happens in primaries. You don't get primaried, right, unless there's some god-awful thing happening. Like, for example, Ted Kennedy came out and primaried Jimmy Carter. That was a big expression. He didn't unseat Carter from the nomination or really, I think, have a major chance in doing that. But it did show that there was a lot of disunity there. So Nikki Haley doesn't really fit that bill per se, so I don't think that's a one-to-one correspondence here. But there's a couple of people who wanted to run against Joe Biden, but that was going to go nowhere. We all knew it was going to go nowhere. You're the incumbent president. You're the nominee, again, barring some extraordinary set of circumstances. So this, I think, Trump is in that position relative to the GOP party, okay? So he's in that position relative to that. And so more or less, he is the incumbent to them, right? So why would they nominate somebody else? Because this whole thing, and not just about Grudge Match 2024, but this whole thing of the idea that Trump was wronged in this, the fact that they're going after him, the fact that he is now become the sole focus of all evil in the universe, that he is trying to take away our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. All these attacks and all of this stuff is just demonstrating to the voters, and I even think to registered Democrats across the highways and byways, that there is something going on here. And so I don't know that Trump would be beatable in that sense for the nomination at this point. So we'll see. Nikki Haley's going to hang in there. We'll tell you more about this and much, much more on the other side of the break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. And, of course, there is so much more to tell you about as we continue. Another great week of broadcasting. I love saying that because that's exactly how it feels. And I tell you, by the time we get to Friday and by the time we get to the weekend edition, it's overwhelming to me how much stuff we've actually covered throughout the week, all the different things that happen, and some of the curveballs that we get here throughout the week in terms of what's happening out there, politics and otherwise as well. But first off, before we get started here in this segment, I want to give a shout out this morning to a listener named Lucy. And Lucy contacted us here just a little while ago, and she had been in the hospital, and she had been there for about a month, and she wrote us some very, very kind messages talking about how, you know, she was listening to the program in the hospital, and even the nurses and the staff were listening in and so forth. And we were very happy to hear from you, Lucy, and I'm really happy to hear from you again this morning because she's given us a little bit of an update. And she writes in and says, and by the way, she had requested Stevie Nicks songs, and we had a great time playing some Stevie Nicks songs. I think we played Stand Back, and I think If Anyone Falls, if I recall correctly. But yeah, we had some great Stevie Nicks songs, and she said everybody was singing along there in the hospital. And she writes in and she says, Stevie Nicks, Lucy here, home from the hospital and healing. That's really good to know. Because, as a matter of fact, this crossed my mind the other day. I was thinking, yeah, we'd heard from Lucy, and I was hoping everything was going well. She said she was allowed to leave 4 days early from the hospital. She says, I think with the help of your happy program. Well, that's our pleasure. I mean, if we had any small part in that, that just warms my heart. I appreciate it. She says, turns out that two of my neighbors are listeners too, and asked me what took me so long. She says, I do believe you have a Ladies of Sarasota fan club in our little community. Please keep up what you're doing. Thanks. And she's, boy, I'll tell you what, Lucy, thank you very much. That absolutely makes my day. And then also to know that you're doing better, and recovering, and that you got home early at that. That is just absolutely terrific. So, Lucy, thank you for sending us a direct message this morning, letting us know what's going on, and keep us informed. And by the way, this week, in honor of Lucy, we're going to find another Stevie Nicks song, and do that. And in fact, I actually saw a billboard earlier today. I had to make a drive earlier today, and I saw a billboard. There's an Indian casino nearby, and Stevie Nicks is going to be there, like in May or something like. I think it's May, but yeah, Stevie Nicks, and she's out there. She's going strong. She's doing all these gigs, so that's pretty cool. Okay, so I tell you what, folks. You know, we talked about the South Carolina primary. Well, this from Town Hall, okay? This from Town Hall. CNN melts down over Trump South Carolina victory. Former President Trump overwhelmingly sailed off into the sunset on Saturday after securing a win in the South Carolina primary election against GOP rival former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, of course. Haley might have and still is living in denial that Trump will be the GOP nominee, but liberal news media is too. CNN is shocked to learn that despite four indictments, countless political witch hunts against Trump, voters will still want to see him back in the White House. The left-wing outlet admitted that Trump has made one of the greatest political comebacks in American history. Yeah, no doubt about that. It doesn't even make sense, one of the hosts said. Trump is dominating in the polls while Haley's already struggling campaign is hanging by a thread. The former president has led every single poll in the state by at least 20 points leading up to the election. According to CNN Standards for Publication, Trump is at least 30 points up this month. The CNN hosts argued that the future of the Republican Party is not bright, claiming that GOP lawmakers have, quote, abandoned the border. What? See, there you go. That's part of the messaging again. That's exactly what they're going to say, because they now have this ridiculous bipartisan bill they tried to get through. They call it a bipartisan bill, but it doesn't really solve the problems. It actually makes things, I think, worse. They pepper it with a couple of things here and there that make it sound more palatable, something that even the U.S., the Border Patrol could say, well, this would be okay. But overall, it's a disaster. And it doesn't even look like HR2 in that sense. And so now what are they going to do? They realize that people are pretty mad about the border. So now they're going to have Biden do some executive orders, which look a lot like Trump. And they're trying to fix it that way, temporarily, so that they can say they're doing something and that they can make this dumb case that GOP lawmakers have, quote, abandoned the border. No, they haven't abandoned the border. They're the ones who have been making the clarion call about the border. We all know that. CNN hosts, they argued about the future. The far-left political commentator Van Jones said that Republicans, quote, scream fire, unquote, when it comes to the border crisis, which results in spreading the fire by saying there are immigrants all over the place, quote, unquote. He also claimed, well, by the way, and I don't know if I put it exactly that way, but doesn't it seem that Mayor Eric Adams also has some issues? Doesn't it seem like even people in Chicago are starting to say things like the Republican Party is right about this? They see a lot of the damage that's being done because you have this massive amount of illegal immigration, because there are no mechanisms by which to deal with it. So you end up, if you're Eric Adams, right, giving $53 million worth of cash cards out. Well, many people in New York can live at or about the poverty level. You know, this goes on and on. You kick people out of the school and put them in the, you know, in the gymnasium and this kind of thing. And, you know, there was this other issue of the taking the luxury apartment building and making it a migrant housing building or something like that. And so people start saying, oh, wait a minute, because it used to be, as long as it wasn't in my backyard, that's okay. That's why it's okay. Just keep it all down in Texas. Keep it all down in Texas and New Mexico. And if they want to go to California, that's fine. But don't bring them to New York, right? And so it's not the – I just don't think that it's put exactly the way that Van Jones is talking about, per se. But I do think that it's really – many in the left in these sanctuary cities who are saying, well, wait a minute, something's happening. This isn't sustainable. There's a great word we always hear about, sustainable. He also claimed the Republican Party has abandoned Ukraine, which I don't think is really true. However, the hosts praise the fact that Haley is the only GOP candidate who will continue sending U.S. dollars to Ukraine. I think ultimately you're going to be sending U.S. dollars to Ukraine, but part of this problem is that if we're only going to send dollars to Ukraine to protect their border, why can't we send dollars to our border or use them to protect our border? You see, it's always this idea that, well, all you want to do is you want to have Hitler number two come to power in Europe. If you don't want to send blindly all this money to Ukraine or resources. So, again, I have two questions for Chuckie Schumer about that. Number one, why don't, because he was out there saying it's going to be Hitler all over again, just put in a nutshell. And I would say, well, why don't you want to help the border, for one thing, for real, and don't tie it to Ukraine. But also, at the same time, you know, why don't we give enough to Ukraine to actually win? That, to me, folks, would be a really, really good question. Don't keep it at the subsistence level. All right, well, we have Todd in Tampa holding patiently on the phone lines. We're going to do 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see in South Carolina, and let me say something, Nikki Haley, you're a Democrat. I want every American to know she's a Democrat. Okay, when they slide her over to an independent to run, she's a Democrat. She'll take votes away from Joe Biden. Okay, she's not a Republican, and Mitch McConnell and all the rest of them, they're in on it. They should make her get out. Okay, they should make her get out. Did you see Lindsey Graham get booed on the stage over there in his own hometown of South Carolina? That's what we think of you senators. You fake, phony Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and the rest of you. None of you are worth a doggone. Donald, let me tell you to your face, okay, because I don't believe in talking behind your back. Okay, you should have Kevin Jackson and Officer Tatum doing black commercials for the Republican Party, addressing black, and tell them Joe Biden sucks, Joe Biden hates blacks. Hey, New York, where I'm from. Joe Biden hates you in New York. He's throwing your parents out and giving illegals all this money. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And get to work yourself for Donald Trump. Peace.
All right, that's Todd and Champ, everybody. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
Donald Trump wins the South Carolina primary, defeating Nikki Haley in her home state. The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday. We're leading 91-7.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Monday edition of the program. And, well, I do hope that you had a great weekend. And there was a lot going on this weekend for me, but it was good. It was good to kind of be, it was busy, but not having to do stuff that was, too trying. So that was good. And we hope that you had a relaxing weekend as well. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are across the country. And don't forget, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message anytime, day or night, whenever you have the inclination to do so. You can also call us up this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in. If you'd like to opine, 949-822-7959. Next segment, of course, we got another great country music song for Country Music Monday, and it's again by request from Driver Ron, and it's a good one. It's a pretty great one, actually. I think you're going to love it. And also, we'll be talking with Denise Simon towards the end of the next segment as well. She'll be with us for the majority of next hour, and of course, then we'll talk with Chris Markowski. Then after Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to be talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. And on Friday's program, We just had a great time, by the way, talking about the developments last week. But, folks, it's always something new. Always something else is happening, and we're always trying to be on top of it here on the program. All right, so once again, folks, we've been talking a lot about the South Carolina primary. No doubt about that. We've also got Gavin Newsom. We mentioned him a little bit earlier in the program with his whole thing about, you know, age is really an asset for Joe Biden. That's now, again, this is the mantra. This is the message that they have. And this is going to be, they believe, is coherent. They believe they're going to just pull all this together. And maybe it's because they've taken a long, hard look at Kamala Harris. Maybe they realize that there is just no way on God's green earth that Kamala Harris is going to be able to step in and not just be president, but be the nominee, for goodness sakes, for being the standard bearer. You know, they've painted themselves into a corner on this. Now, they must have thought of, and by the way, you know, what did they think was going to happen when they nominated Joe Biden back in 2020? And then they picked Kamala Harris to be the running mate. What did they, yeah, I know they were checking off different political boxes and they were trying to do this. I get it. But at the same time, they really should have been looking to the future, because everybody knew that Kamala Harris was not going to be up to par, right? And every single job she's been given, it's been a total disaster. I mean, the list just goes on, right? So in other words, I just don't think that she's viable as the standard bearer. So they have to find some way to deal with that, to say she's going to go do something else, and she doesn't want to be vice president anymore, so we'll get somebody else on the ticket. But they could have seen this Joe Biden, and they should have, and of course they did see this Joe Biden thing coming, and they just figured they would ride it out as best they could. Well, now I think they're into that particular mode. What else are they going to do, right? Because they can't go to Newsom necessarily. I mean, they could in a real pinch, they could, but the Democrats don't have a deep bench. My goodness gracious me, Hillary Clinton would also be, you know, I just think a non-starter. And, you know, what if she did become the nominee? What if they turn to her and say, we need to draft you to be the nominee for our party? And she would probably say, okay, but she's a horrible candidate. We all know this. I just kind of think, folks, that they see a real juggernaut with Trump as a candidate. And I know that some people have very strong feelings about Donald Trump, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents. I understand that. But here's one of the things. Here we are in February. We've got a little bit of time between now and November. And what the one thing that the Democrat Party elite, what the one thing they don't want is they do not want Donald Trump to have time to make a case. Right? That's why, and I saw an article about this earlier, the media will not say Trump is the presumptive nominee, basically, you know, I saw a news report, it was actually on our local news earlier on television, and they talked about the South Carolina primary, and they said Donald Trump has said he wants to debate Joe Biden. And he's ready to debate him anytime, anywhere. But he has not yet secured the GOP nomination. Like, you know, okay, so what planet are you living on again? Well, of course he's calling for debates. He's calling for debates not because typically the candidate that calls for the debate is the candidate that needs the debate. But in this case, I think Trump is calling for the debate because he knows that under no circumstances can Joe Biden agree to be on a debate. Well, with anybody, actually, you know, unless it's highly controlled. That's why the thing about shrinkflation at the Super Bowl and all this kind of thing, that's why all that was there. Because there is just no way that Joe Biden can sit there and go toe-to-toe about anything with anybody. And they know that. And even under the best of circumstances, That is to say, somebody who's completely on your team, somebody who's going to lob you softball questions that are designed to be hit out of the park, I think that even that becomes a very, very difficult process for them. Nonetheless, Donald Trump on a debate stage. So, as I mentioned last week on the program, what they will say is that you cannot debate Donald Trump because we do not want to give him a platform, because everything that he is focused on is only to steal our democracy. It's only to attack it. It's only to, you know, cause chaos and stuff like that. That's what they will say. But we all know the real reason. So, again, what's going to happen with all this? Well, you know, they're going to have to try to shelter Biden as much as humanly possible in all this. That's what they're going to be doing. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. AT&T is giving customers $5 credits for its cell phone outage. Some angry customers say it's not enough. This from Business Insider. What's a fair price for not being able to use your phone for around 12 hours? For AT&T customers impacted by last week's nationwide service outage, the company says the answer is $5. That didn't go over well with some angry AT&T customers who took to social media to say it's not enough. The telecommunications company shared a statement on Sunday addressing the cell phone service outage on February 22nd. The outage, which the company said an initial review indicated was caused by a software update, impacted tens of thousands of customers, some for nearly 12 hours. The outage caused a nationwide stir after customers woke up to find their cell phones on SOS mode and even prompted the FBI and Homeland Security to investigate. I've actually seen that happen on my cell phone. I have seen that happen only briefly in the past, and I think that was when there was some, it wasn't like an outage or something like that. I think it was just some kind of local interference or connectivity issue based on where I was. You know, sometimes you get into some of these buildings and you don't get good reception, but I have seen that pop up. But if it stayed there, even after you try to maybe reset your phone or move to a different location, then it's obviously an outage. But it can be very frustrating. And, you know, these days, you know, just about everybody only has cell phone service. They don't have a traditional landline, you know, copper wire or whatever it is going into their homes anymore. It's being phased out in a major, major way. If you lost your cell phone for 12 hours, and you were trying to get a hold of your family or maybe an elderly parent or something like that, well, that can be a huge, huge problem, no doubt about it. AT&T added it would automatically apply the credit to accounts of impacted customers to compensate for the inconvenience they experience. So is that $5? $5? Well, maybe. How about $5 a month for the next 6 months or something like that? I don't know. We'll see how this plays, but we'll see what happens here. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We got another great song on the other side of this short break. Country Music Monday continues. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. And we've reached the part of the program here in hour number two where we've got another great song to play for you this morning. And, of course, what is the meaning of the song? And, of course, the meaning of the song is that we like to keep you going throughout the overnight hours across the radio dial across America. We love to keep you going, and we love to keep your blood pumping. We love to make you continue on through this, through the wee hours, of course, as we go along with you. And playing a song at hour number one, hour number two at this time is our little way of doing that. And we hope that you enjoy them. And, of course, so we've dedicated Mondays to what we call Country Music Monday. And we've got a great country music song that was requested by driver Ron from Denver. And he wrote in via direct message, of course. And, of course, first hour we had this great song called 16 from singer Thomas Rhett. And it's a pretty cool song, so I encourage you to look that one up. Thomas Rhett, it's called 16, great country song. And the second request is, he says, a little bit more of a rowdy song, which I completely agree, from 1992. And I got to tell you, it seems like just yesterday, doesn't it? But 1992, when we were listening to Travis Tritt and his song, where it was kind of fun because he kind of spelled it out. he spelled out, right? Trouble. So here we go, folks. This is pretty cool as well. Everybody, and that's T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I got to tell you, I remember that song, and I always liked it. I think I liked it, obviously, from the first time I ever heard it. It is a very, very cool country song, especially to dance to. And I remember in our area, there was a steakhouse kind of restaurant, country themed. And every, 45 minutes to an hour or so, they'd start playing country music over the speaker system, and all of the staff would start doing, country line dancing. It was kind of entertaining. It was kind of cool. And but I remember this song was one of the main songs they would ever use to do that. And they were doing some pretty cool country line dancing moves. But I'll tell you what, folks, that's Travis Tritt, and it still sounds great today, and it feels like yesterday. I'll tell you that much. It definitely feels like yesterday. 1992 just seems like just a hop, skip, and a jump in terms of time. All right. So once again, folks, thanks to Driver Ron. We appreciate it. And he says, happy Warp Speed. I appreciate that, too, because, folks, this program goes by so fast that if you see something whooshing by you, literally at warp speed, okay, it's us. It's us. So just latch onto the program, and we're going to go along with you through the overnight hours. That's what we do here. All right, so let's take a quick look at the weather. Then it'll be time to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. So we got a significant winter storm to bring heavy mountain snow, gusty winds, and dangerous travel conditions to much of the west. We already anomalously warm temperatures for the plains and Midwest. We'll get even warmer Monday and Tuesday with widespread record tying / breaking highs possible. Increasing shower and thunderstorm chances for the Midwest and Great Lakes on Tuesday with the threat for locally heavy rainfall and severe weather. And by the way, Frederick, who's listening up in NYC, had mentioned it had been pretty cold, but now it's going to turn kind of unseasonably warm, maybe into the 60s in the New York City area. So, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Better than being in the 30s, I think. Better than being in the 30s. But we're still looking at this, folks. We still got a lot of rain up in the Pacific Northwest this morning. We still got all kinds of rain around Portland. This is going to head down Interstate 5 all the way down to, at least to Eugene, a little bit south of there. But if you're in the central coast of Oregon, you've got heavy, or it looks like a significant rainfall going on there. Walla Walla, Baker City, this is all heading east, of course. We've got all kinds of rain. Central Idaho, our friends in Missoula and Stevensville, Montana, you've got rain. Looks like it's heading a little bit east out of Helena right now, so that is looking good for our friends in Helena. Still have all that snow coming down out of Canada, heading through the northeastern part of North Dakota, and now dipping down into Minnesota as well, and it's going to head on down through Fargo, of course, that's North Dakota, and then over towards Fergus Falls. And then down towards Glenwood, looks like there in Minnesota. So be careful if you're traveling in that area. We want you to get there in one piece. All right, well, let's head over right now, and it's time to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy Monday, Denise.
Yeah, it's a happy Monday. It comes around every week, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I don't know. It's a good Monday, but it's not really a good Monday for Nikki Haley. She got trounced pretty badly in the South Carolina primary.
She did. And, you know, now we're hearing that the Koch brothers have pulled their funding from her because of the results of the South Carolina primary. I'm a little worried about the Koch brothers because I don't know how they couldn't have figured that out going into the primary, but they pulled the plug, so I think that she's in Michigan today. We'll see where that one falls, and then I think it's going to be necessarily over with.
Well, yeah, she can't really stay up until Super Tuesday. I mean, I guess she can in theory, but not for real. Well, and of course, you just mentioned Michigan. What do you think about Joe Biden and a lot of the problems Joe Biden is having in Michigan right now?
Well, he's having it in some cases for really the wrong reasons, but you've got some auto workers that are endorsing Trump. I think that there are an awful lot of patriots in Michigan that are pretty sick of the progressive agenda, certainly that all rose to the top because of COVID and Gretchen Whitmer. And then he's got a problem with Rashida Tlaib and her entire community in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Michigan could be a real tailspin for Biden.
Well, one of the problems he's having, of course, as you mentioned, kind of some for the wrong reasons, as it were, and that is his support and the Biden administration's general support for Israel. This
Correct.
Is where a lot of this...
Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah, this is really becoming very vehement, it seems. But I think most Americans have the notion that supporting Israel is, generally speaking, the right thing to do.
Well, it is, yeah. You know, they're in a bad neighborhood, and they've been in a bad neighborhood since inception. And I don't see the best end to all of this on the other side. I mean, Israel can win, but they're still going to be in a bad neighborhood.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We've got much more to talk about after the top of the hour news, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Hour number two, now in the books. Stay right there.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.